This is your Paragon News Update for October 26, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Athup. And the potential for severe weather returns tonight for the region. According to KOCO meteorologist Jonathan Condor, storms are expected to start developing along a dry line stretched across the eastern Texas panhandle early this evening, with storms possibly moving into the area shortly after.
The zone to watch, western Oklahoma, this is after sunset, 7 to 10 p.m. West central Oklahoma, 10 to 1. Look for a few storms to go up. When they first go up, that's when we're going to have the biggest hail threat. We'll still maintain a wind threat and watch these storms as they move to the east. We'll have a risk of severe weather.
Condor says as a result, the potential for severe weather in the area could produce not only large damaging hail and damaging wind, but also the possibility of producing tornadoes. Meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Norman says behind the storms could come cooler temperatures and high north winds that could give us red flag warnings in the area as soon as tomorrow. An Elk City woman was arrested recently after she allegedly got into a parked car that was not hers and attempted to drive off in it. According to police, the car was occupied by three juveniles. The incident took place when, according to the probable cause affidavit, a woman had left her car while dropping off an item at her mother's home in the 100 block of Blackburn Drive on the afternoon of October 14th. While the victim was visiting with her mother on the porch, she told police that she saw her car start to roll away. She said that she ran towards the vehicle and saw 54-year-old Cheryl Arlene Scott in the driver's seat attempting to drive off. The victim told police that Scott jumped out of the driver's seat claiming that she did not mean to drive away and then ran into her residence. While speaking with police, Scott allegedly told police that she thought that the woman had told her to take the car and to get out of Elk City. Scott was arrested and booked to the Elk City Jail. She was later charged with three felony counts of kidnapping and larceny of an automobile. A three-vehicle accident late Saturday night on Interstate 40 in Beckham County put two people in the hospital. As a result, part of I-40 had to be closed for just over 3.5 hours to allow crews to clean up the scene. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the accident occurred at approximately 8:31 Saturday night in the westbound lanes of I-40, 8 miles west of Elk City, when the 2006 Cadillac Escalade, driven by 83-year-old Nicholas Colais of Valencia, California, was struck from behind by a 2022 Freightliner with a trailer driven by 29-year-old Daniel Gamboa of Fresno, California. OHP says the Cadillac was hauling a trailer and traveling 40 miles per hour at the time of the collision. As a result, OHP says the Cadillac departed the road to the left and rolled into the cable barrier. The Freightliner would also depart to the left and jackknife after striking the cable barrier. A third vehicle, a 2020 Freightliner, would strike the debris strung out on the interstate, causing damage to the vehicle's undercarriage. OHP says the driver of the Cadillac, Calais, was transported to Great Plains Regional Medical Center in Elk City and admitted with head, trunk, arm, and leg injuries, last listed to be in stable condition. A passenger, 72-year-old Olga Calais, was also admitted into Great Plains Regional Medical Center with an arm injury, was last listed to be in stable condition. In state news, the Oklahoma Department of Corrections makes a statement. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
The Oklahoma Department of Corrections announced today that it's prepared to resume executions with the execution of death row inmate John Grant scheduled Thursday at the McAllister Penitentiary. Officials say they've invested significant hours into reviewing policies and practices to ensure that executions are handled humanely, efficiently, and in accordance with state statute and court rulings. Director Scott Crow says extensive validations and redundancies have been implemented since the last execution in order to ensure the three-drug process works as intended. I'm Marco Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for today, WTI is at $84.44. That's up 68 cents. Brent crude at $86.13. That's up 14 cents. Natural gas at $5.82. That's down 6 cents. Once again, your Paragon News Update for October 26, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Athup.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.